Welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Mutant 64 by Saber Pulse. Before that, we opened the entire hour with I'd Rather Eat Randy by Julian Smith.
That's such an odd song.
I swear. Julian Smith.
But you would. If you know it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If you see the video of I'd Rather Eat Randy by Julian Smith, it's really, really crazy. Because it's effectively a guy wanted to cannibalize like his friend after taking him to like dinner. And Julian Smith's just a crazy individual. Extremely successful YouTuber, though.
So, fun fact. Cannibalism is not illegal in the United States.
What?
Nope.
Is it just like
frowned
upon?
Yeah, it's just frowned upon.
How do you know this?
Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about it. I'm in a closed room with you. I'm kind of worried about it. You said you were hungry earlier. So
I did.
When all else fails.
Now, where did I put that propane?
Eat the co-host.
Propane accessories.
For those new to the Experience Point show, this is that show.
What?
We are two lifelong nerds, and every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. on KSLU, we drop knowledge on you about common things.
Like cannibalism,
rules about legality of said cannibalism.
Basically, I'm a lawyer.
And also about nerd, geek, internet culture, and everything between the inner tubes and the interwebs. So this is that show. We record all of our audio. It goes into the internet through your ears. And then we put it on the online. It's online for you to listen to later if you want to.
If you want to. At any time.
At any time. We have a website while you shower.
Use safe products.
You know, I was actually showering listening to us. Because that's one of those things. You have to listen to yourself.
How narcissistic is that?
No, hold on. Because I realize it sounds like that. You have to listen to yourself.
I love listening to myself while I shower.
You always want to get better. And you can't get better unless you hear how bad you are.
Yeah.
Or how good you are.
Like that time we didn't apply filters.
That was really bad. It sounded like we were talking like this. So
I just covered my mouth,
so I don't know if that's actually
working. Good job, MG.
We have a website. We have all our audio on it. Bear, what is the website?
You just got to go on over to exppoints.com and double tap that P.
We actually have a lot of other websites now.
This last weekend, I went crazy?
I went ape.
You went ape.
Well, I played a lot of Life is Strange, and they say I went ape. I went ape on multi-site for WordPress, and we actually now have several other branching websites. So
domains.
If you go to exppoints.com, you'll actually notice that it changes in your URL bar to TEPRS. That's the Experience Points Radio Show.
ExpPoints.com.
But if you still go to exppoints.com/social, you can get to our landing page. That's all of our social media stuff.
Yay.
So Facebook, Twitter, Google+, PayPal, Patreon, if you want to give us money for doing stuff or just for doing the show.
Your change isn't so bad.
We're on iTunes and we're on Stitcher, but in the migration, in the move, things may have broken. I don't know.
I'm looking at you, MG.
It was totally me. iTunes and Stitcher take a while to update.
You broke the internet.
Just our internet. Just very specifically.
The whole internet. You broke it.
We're going to cut two songs, come back, and talk about what we did last week. You're going to hear Solar Sailor, the Pretty Lights remix by Daft Punk off of the Tron Legacy soundtrack,
Enjoy the remix soundtrack.
And then Tabletop by Beefy. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU. What did I do last week?
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
Still Red Bear.
That was Tabletop by Beefy. Before that, Solar Sailor, the Pretty Lights remix from Daft Punk off the Tron. What do you say? Legacy Reconfigured?
Yes, the Reconfigured.
Oh, yeah, Reconfigured.
That's the remix.
This is the segment of the show where we talk about what we did last week. Bear, I always start with you.
It's a tradition.
I never, ever feel bad about starting with you. What did you do last week?
I don't know how to take that. Do I make you look better?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway.
I'm going to let you go.
You're just going to let me go?
I'm going to let you go.
Here we go.
I'm going to actually let you finish. Go.
Right now, I'm going to do it.
I'm going to be better than Kanye.
Just do it.
All right. Okay. What did you do last week?
I spent a lot of money and bought a new cell phone.
Yeah?
Yay.
I see. It looks just
because I can't keep a cell phone more than 3 months. That's ridiculous.
Who does that? You didn't fall down stairs.
No, I didn't fall down stairs this time. I mean, who keeps a phone for more than a month?
I mean,
this is the first world, right?
So that looks like a really
nice shower
phone.
And listen to myself on the radio.
Do you?
Yeah. That's the type of person I am.
With that phone, I guess you can.
God, man. Okay, so it's the Nexus 6. By the way, this is huge.
So you got a Nexus 6.
I got a Nexus 6 upgraded from the Moto X Gen 2.
Okay.
Which is, by the way, it's basically the same exact phone, except this one's bigger. Because bigger is always better.
Okay, so is that by Motorola?
Yeah, it's actually made by Motorola.
Okay.
It's the Nexus licensed from Google. And so it's a nice phone. I'm enjoying it.
It's standard Android.
It's the Nexus. And so being licensed, I did buy it through AT&T, and I was concerned about that because it does come with some apps on it and everything. But since it's a Nexus device, you just go in and disable them because all that's, you know, you can access all the settings and everything. So you just remove them.
Very cool.
So enjoying it. Took a little while to get used to the size because I also have a Nexus 7 tablet.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at them side by side going, it's kind of silly to have
it's a the 7. Same thing, it's yeah.
Like there's not much screen difference.
It does look a very nice, very well put together phone. Yeah, you're not going to get it.
It's very solid.
You're not going to get a case for it.
So they make one case for it, and I don't know if I want it or not.
Is it like the best case?
No, there's just like, so Nexus devices only sell to super nerds.
Oh.
Like normal consumers don't want these. So, like if you get a Samsung device, you'll find a case, easy mode. But, no, it's nice. What I am going to get, I forget what they're called, but they make screen protectors that are actually another piece of glass that just sits over the glass.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And they work very, very well,
okay.
By the way. So I'm going to get that, put over the glass. It shatters. You just replace it. I think they actually all warranty. So you just call in a warranty on the glass and you get a new one.
Very cool.
So I did that. And I also started making a new character for a tabletop game, for a Cthulhu game.
Very awesome.
Set in 1800s.
You know, I'm going to steal a little bit, but you were talking a couple shows back about the game Takenoko.
Yes.
I ended up playing a round of Takenoko with the panda and the gardener. In the,
has nothing to do with tacos.
It's the panda and the gardener.
Because I think I kept saying it was something about
You were like, Takenoko, like a taco?
Like a taco?
No, I played a round of that. It was really good. So
yeah,
anyway,
it's a fun little silly game.
I didn't mean to steal your thunder. So what else have you done?
Oh, my thunder. Wow.
So you got another phone because someone actually stole yours.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, mine was actually stole. So PSA, always watch your phone when you're out with friends. Even if you're
nice. Did you try enabling
location
services or something?
Yeah, I always had that all running, but I didn't look for it till the next day. And when it came back on, it says my phone is in Africa. So that's fun.
Wow. Your phone got stolen by an SR-71.
Yes.
They turned it on and 5 minutes later we're in Africa.
So
that's
crazy. According to the device manager from Google, my phone is in Africa.
That means it's in like a Faraday cage or something.
I don't know what that means.
They're like, we're trying to hack EXP points. We got Bear's phone.
We got the phone.
Let's see if, you know, let's put it in the Faraday cage.
I remote wiped it, so that worked.
Okay.
But the location puts it in Africa. Don't know why.
Do they have GPS and Wi-Fi in Africa? Dude. Are you getting charged for it being in Africa?
I think if Google was over there, they do. Because remember, Google's doing the balloons?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
So maybe.
Very cool.
No, but anyway, made a character, going to play some Cthulhu and go crazy. That's basically, if you ever play a Cthulhu or Lovecraftian tabletop,
you have to go insane.
There's no, like, you don't really try to win. You try to lose last.
You try to be sane the longer longest. Than anyone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very,
so I did that.
Cool.
And lesson, I talked a while back about Twilight Imperium.
Yes.
And I was going to do it for the first Bear With Me episode.
You said it's like 6 hours per game.
Yeah.
So
unless you make my mistake and you play with a whole bunch of people who have never played before.
And then it turns into an exponentially longer game.
Well, that's fine. That's what we did the first time. But when there's alcohol involved, it never becomes a game, by the way. So pro tip, if you're playing Twilight Imperium for the first time, do it sober for at least a few hours.
Wow.
And then...
It seems like a game that you don't want to
actually
play.
Maybe after the first, like,
under these
Galactic Council, then you can start drinking.
Hold on. When the sentence, when the description's like, maybe after the first Galactic Council, whenever you say that... Is this Risk in Space? Is that what you're...
It's Risk in Space on steroids.
Okay.
Because there's economies, there's political, like, actually between the players.
So it's Civ 5.
Civ 5 on a tabletop, yes, in space.
Okay.
Civ 5 tabletop space.
Less hexagons.
No, just as many hexagons.
Just as many hexagons.
I'm gonna say that.
Hexagons.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So,
awesome.
Yay. What did you do this week?
Last episode, if you remember last episode.
Set the Wayback Machine to this time last week.
We talked about previously on experience points. That's where we should have that soundbite in there. No, previously we talked about piracy, games, Windows 10 detecting some things. And then specifically, we kind of ended on...
You got hit, didn't you? The cops showed up at your door.
No, we ended on kind of a food for thought note about pre-ordering games... like Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh yes.
And should you pirate a game if you are morally opposed to the game company because maybe they fired Hideo Kojima and Kojima Productions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I said, I don't feel that there's a real good reason to pre-order games
digitally
because if you're not getting anything out of it.
You're not getting a Master Chief helmet.
Right, right. If you're getting something physical out of it, then great. If you're getting something logical out of it, then that thing should still be available afterwards.
By the way, side note, I saw the Halo edition of the new Xbox One.
Yes.
It actually looks really awesome.
Yeah.
I kind of want one.
Yeah, it is.
Just because it looks cool.
The Xbox One by itself is looking pretty good. I mean, the games, the second round of games after this E3 are looking pretty nice.
I'm going to say they're the ones that they're really turning everything around, I believe.
I don't know. That. So I don't know
what the numbers are.
Nintendo. Well, so I think what's happening is Nintendo, the Wii U is doing pretty well.
I think it's
doing worse than the Xbox One, and the Xbox One's doing worse than the PS4. But the numbers aren't as staggering as they were for like the Xbox and PS2.
I gotcha.
And the GameCube. But no, so we were talking previously about pre-ordering games or whatever. Long story short, I pre-ordered Metal Gear Solid 5 so I can get the Ground Zeroes.
Oh, I saw you pop on Steam the other day.
It was one of those things where they were going to give you some stuff. I don't care about Agent 3 for Mother Base or all of this stuff. I don't care about the multiplayer stuff because I'll probably never really play multiplayer with Metal Gear Solid because that's not what I go in for.
Yeah.
But I really liked the idea of them giving me Ground Zeroes, which is sort of the tutorial, precursor, prologue for Phantom Pain. And yeah. I've been playing that. You can move your save file from one to the other so that you can do that. And it releases in T-minus 4 or 5 days. I don't know if there's 30 days or 31 days in August.
Oh, man. If we only had technology to tell us these things.
I just have a watch. It looks like a 1980s watch, though.
It does.
On my Pebble Time.
So you have a 1980s watch. You have a Pebble. But and I have the LG G, which I'm currently not wearing. Guess why? Because it's dead.
Oh, well.
So
this has been on for 5 days. Anyway, I bought it and I've been playing Ground Zeroes, and I got to say that I've played it on a 760, a NVIDIA 760, and an NVIDIA 970, and nice. Both of them, I have maxed out everything on it graphically or whatever. The game looks amazing, beautiful, so good. Just, you know, I would say just as good as it did on PS4. Locked in at 60 frames per second, no lag. I can blow up everything in the world. Nothing lags. No perceivable lag. It just looks really, really awesome.
Fun fact, there's 31 days in August.
31.
My new Nexus 6 told me this.
Thank you. So four and a half days, I guess, now since it's night. So I did that. I went ahead and I installed my go-to game, my old-school game, Caesar 3. Caesar 3.
Yeah.
Tried out a little bit Final Fantasy HD Type Zero or whatever HD. Tried a little bit of that out. And I also... I installed and played a game, and it's been so long because
I'm so happy about this.
Dude, because this game is the game that I played a lot of this game back in the day. I don't know if you ever played Freelancer, but back in, I think, 2003, 2005.
What did you install it with?
Good old games. Yeah.
I spent so many hours in Freelancer.
Is it still
good?
Yes, it's so good, and they actually have HD texture packs for it that just kind of, that doesn't look good. It looks better than it could look.
Right.
And, you know, I got to say, we're doing a lot of shifting around and experience points as a platform. The experience points network is growing. We're incorporating a lot of things. You know, you have Bear With Me.
I do.
I plan on having something called VGR, Video Game Rewind. Haven't really decided on what I'm going to call it yet. And they'll kind of be our separate yet joined projects where we'll kind of bleed in to each of those shows. But they'll mainly be controlled by separately.
Like a platform.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a couple of shows that we're going to jointly do.
Right. So
some more.
So we've been writing some of those. So I guess I'll include that. Let's end out this segment. We'll talk about it when we come back, and we'll talk about the future.
This conversation is over.
We'll talk about the future of experience points, and then we'll go on to some other stuff. So we're gonna go ahead and switch to The Annihilation of Monsteropolis by the Megas, and then The Living Dead by No More Kings. We'll catch you after the music. I'm MG,
and I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was The Living Dead by No More Kings. Before that, The Annihilation of Monsteropolis by the Megas. Cool classic stuff from us here at Experience Points.
Dude, I love the Megas.
Bear, before we went to these two songs, we were kind of talking about the new format that we're kind of moving towards as a we call it a platform and network. I think we're gonna have to start just calling it the Experience Points Network because we are a network. We're a network of sites. Everything's housed.
I feel like we need the old Dateline music when we say that. Anyone else miss that intro? I thought it was like the most newsy.
Does anyone remember Dateline?
Nightline. Oh god. Did I just date myself?
Yes.
I'm old people.
So we had, for a long time, we just had exppoints.com. And
double tap the P.
Double tap
like
the P.
Like a zombie.
And we still have that, but now we've kind of branched out. Originally, we were thinking of like trying to get bearwithme.com or pleasebearwithme.com. And
right.
We wanted to do a lot of those domains, but domains are hard sometimes.
And expensive.
And you can go to a lot of places. Domain.com is really good. GoDaddy is pretty good. Name's cheap. DreamHost, Bluehost.
Isn't it like GatorHost or something?
HostGator. Arvix, not to pimp out Arvix or anything, but it's just a fact. EXP points is through Arvix or Arvixi, A-R-V-A-I-X.
Science.
Yeah, so it's payment. That's what that is.
Science.
But, you know, so,
and dollars.
So we have economics. We have exppoints.com, and recently my boss and I were talking about WordPress multi-site. And if you've never ran your own or run your own blog, you've always gone to like Blogger or WordPress.com or whatever, and you want to install and do your own thing. Hosting can be really cheap, and it can be really awesome.
Blogger's great through Google.
Yep, you can. Well, you can do it for free, or you can pay a little bit and get a little more freedom to do things. So I pay about $100 every 2 or 3 years for exppoints.com, unlimited space. Unlimited hosting, unlimited everything, unlimited bandwidth, and I threw up a WordPress site, and we've sort of been living off that for the last, I don't know,
forever.
two, three years. The problem was that if we wanted to branch out, it's just a series of messy spiderweb links to try and bridge everything
which
out.
Which is terrible.
So what we did was, we've been kind of teasing for the last 6 months, I guess, that we've been teasing how we are working on new things.
Yeah, and I swear we are.
I think it's about time that we start unveiling some of them right now.
We should not let our dreams be dreams.
We should not let our dreams be dreams. We should make them reality. So here's, for the first time ever, because it was sort of a slow week in video game news, and we have a little bit to talk about, but we're going to fill up most of our time talking about experience points business. For the first time ever, here's what we've been actually working on.
Whoa! So work happens.
Please bear with me, or in this case, just bear with me.
Yes, just
is
bear
going
with
to
me.
Be your personal blog, more or less, where it's sort of a fanciful take, video game tech geek fueled.
Yeah, it's probably going to be mostly video games and, like you said, movie. I'm probably going to do video games, movies, and sci-fi.
And you,
probably some tabletop stuff.
You haven't officially sort of. You haven't decided if it's just going to be mainly you.
You know, maybe you should just bear with me.
Maybe I should just bear with you. I love it when uses that.
This is going to get terrible, and I apologize to everyone that's going to watch
it. It will be part of Experience Points Network. It will be, of course, we'll always keep the Experience Points radio show. That's
absolutely
going to stay here.
The staple.
And it's going to be the staple.
Cornerstone.
As I said before, Video Game Rewind, it'll effectively be a series of YouTube videos hosted in a blog fashion, but it'll be on YouTube as well. And it will be, a few of us even playing, whether it's a multiplayer game or an online game or just maybe an old game. It's any video game that's ever really been released that we want to comment on, play a little bit of, show kind of like some nuances of, and kind of just get a little opinion about that. Other than that, we have another. It's a geek-inspired blog, a geek-inspired podcast, but it's not video game or whatever. It's called More to Geek.
And the
whole premise behind More to Geek is that there's more to geek out about than just video games.
Also, you say geek, you automatically think video games.
Geek as a verb.
Comic books.
Geek
things
as
like
a
that.
Verb. Whenever you to geek out about something is to love, to experience, to indulge, to surround.
Bring that to you.
Yeah. So we have
geek about a lot.
We have
things.
A few lists. We have a list of a few people.
We have a few lists of a lot of people.
They're experts in their field.
Some dossiers even.
We're James Bond over here.
Did I make dossiers the other day? That was fun.
Was it like just a bunch of manila folders?
Yes, I literally did that.
Very cool. Subject number one, Agent 3.
Agent 3, don't worry about 1 and 2.
We, nothing happened to them. You didn't
That's actually a reference to Splatoon, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Whenever you start the single player mission, you're Agent 3. I'm going to ask what happened to 1 and 2.
But More to Geek is going to, immediately we've already gotten a few people to commit to a monthly podcast that can be unfiltered, uncensored, and an hour long. It won't have any music or whatever. And it won't be on 90.9 FM KSLU. It will be online exclusively.
Interwebs.
But the cool thing is that we get a lot more freedom, what to say and everything. We don't have to worry about public radio or FCC or anything like that.
Any regulations.
So there's no guidelines really to follow except that what we want to do.
More guidelines than actual rules.
So hopefully that'll broaden your horizons and you'll gain some experience points, level up one day.
What?
We also have another show coming down the pipe called it's called Tech Kazoo, and this will probably
is completely his idea.
This will probably be it'll be Bear and I as well as some of the other behind the scenes experience points teams or people part of the team to bring you reviews and candid not unboxings. I hate watching unboxings.
I've never understood unboxing.
Unboxing.
I don't get it.
There's this person who unboxes like little trinket toys, and they are the number one person on YouTube. Like, they make the most money.
What? Why?
I guess like they're a glorified hand model.
I guess. I mean, it's really like, crazy. Man, I can't afford this thing. I wish I could watch someone open it as if I was buying it or something.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's for like kids too.
It's always like, yes, and I get this phone. It has a box. It's a very nice box. I'm going to open the box now.
I feel
I tore the box. I'm so sorry. I'm not even kidding. Watch.
I feel like we should start a new. This should be an extra thing in addition to Tech Kazoo. But we should have a unboxing. And unboxing is we unbox it with a chainsaw. We always find. Oh look, it's a knife block. Let's unbox this with a knife block. Oh look, let's unbox this with a cinder block. Oh, let's unbox this with a cut with a torn piece of can or something. Like let's unbox things in the worst possible way.
Anyway.
I digress. Tech Kazoo will effectively be a monthly or a bi-monthly review-based kind of podcast blog system about technology. You would write something about your Nexus 7. I would write something about Super or Nexus 6. I would write something about, you know, these cool monitors I got or a new graphics card.
You should watch me unbox them.
And I know what you know, what it may seem like is that on experience points, on the blog side of whatever, we have our radio side, we have our blog side, we have our review side, we have our podcast side. We're trying to branch these all into separate avenues because we have one mega blog right now, and everything is in that mega blog. And it's hard, it's on our side, it's hard to produce. And it's hard to maintain. And on your side,
some of us are so busy.
If you, as a user, as a viewer or a listener, if you wanted to read or something, there you go. Thanks, Ron. If you wanted to find something on exppoints.com, it would be rather difficult because it's sort of everything's in one place. You know, there's a search, but it may not work.
Pile of things.
Right. So separating them out into separate things, that makes it a little bit easier, in my opinion. There will also be server lists.
And people like to watch videos. Let's be fair.
Watching
things move around on a screen is much easier than words that don't.
We could probably just put some arbitrary videos with our audio.
With our audio?
Yeah, it could be called arbitrary video number one.
Okay, so a little while back, I went to Korean karaoke. And so you get in a room, private room, like this, much like this, actually, except they have strobe lights and stuff, and it's cool. And all the songs are remixed in MIDI. Like with MIDI controllers.
Okay, nice.
So yeah, you have that. So like System of a Down and MIDI is hilarious, by the way. But then the videos that they play are Korean pop, like K-pop videos, not for the song that you're
doing. Nice. So it's just they dubbed over the audio with MIDI System of a Down.
Yeah, they're not even really dubbed or anything. It's just muted, so it doesn't like lip sync or anything. It's just some video happening. And it leads to some very funny things. Just saying.
That's a separate podcast. But no, those are just some of the things. We have more than that as well. We're just still fleshing it out, working on it, but those are just some of the things. We're going to cut to two songs, come back, and talk about the very little bit of news that we actually had on our plate this week, and then we'll end out the show. This is Villain Song by Kirby Crackle. After that, it'll be Zero Day by MC Frontalot. It's actually like Zero Day for you to have a phone.
It is, but it's not hacked yet.
Don't download any exploits yet. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Every time I build a robot, and every time I sink a ship, every time I throw a girl off of a big old building or abandoned bridge, it seems you're always there.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points, but not for much longer.
Nope.
I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Zero Day by MC Frontalot before that. Villain Song by Kirby Crackle. We're going to drop some knowledge. We're going to end up the show.
About to drop something.
Some of the... You can go first.
I'm going first.
What do you have to drop?
You remember that.
What news?
Pay attention. There's a date you all need to remember. September 30th, 2015.
What was
that? It's going to be a date that will live in infamy.
Infamy, that's like negative.
It's bad.
Negative for me.
The Newegg preferred account program is going away.
Oh, really?
There'll be no more.
That's unfortunate.
Your 12 months of not paying interest on all your computer gaming stuff
is
dead.
So for those that didn't know, it was essentially a financing plan for Newegg.
Yeah, for Newegg, which is basically where you build all your computer stuff.
Yeah, or you should.
I mean, yeah, you should. There's other sites.
I think you can buy furniture off there now.
You can buy, like, dude, I think they're trying to be Amazon.
You can buy jewelry.
I don't know what Newegg's doing.
Well, that's unfortunate.
But no, I've used the program extensively. It's you spend like so much money and it's like 12 months of no interest.
I think if you spend like $600 or over $500.
Something like that. Yeah. It wasn't even that much in computer land.
So
make sure you pay off your accounts and everything.
That's pretty rough.
But yeah, it's
you know,
sad.
That's bad.
I don't know if the new program is replacing it or what, but it's going.
Well, I think, you know, you can always get like an interest-free sort of way of paying for things. But I mean, you have to open another account. You have to go to like Chase or whatever. Anyway.
What if?
I bet this is going to upset more people, though. If you like Call of Duty, and if you've already pre-purchased
it,
if you pre-ordered Call of Duty Black Ops 3, which this is a reason if you are a hardcore fan to pre-order it, you get in the beta.
That makes sense.
Beta for the PS4 players have been open since the beginning of the week, and they've been playing it. It's been great. Everything's been good. It looks like a very beautiful Advanced Warfare 2, more or less, because that's what they're doing. But if you are on PC or Xbox One, you may be having an issue where you can't redeem your beta key. And
any idea what's causing that?
Any idea what's causing that? No, not really. Microsoft sent out a thing that says, please be patient. Thank you for understanding. And they said they're going to run the thing until August 30th. So that gives them, what, 2 more days, I think? 2 or 3 more days?
Something like that.
4 more days, sorry.
We know how to math here.
We'll see about that, and we'll keep you up to date if anything changes with that. So I know
that's depressing.
Let's
get some good news.
To kind of flip that around, I've talked a lot about The Witcher 3. The Witcher 3 is available through Steam. The Witcher 3 is available via some like on the shelf software. You know, you can buy it. But if you want,
does that require you have like an optical drive?
You can. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, you have
Who
to.
Who has those?
You also can get it through Good Old Games. And that's awesome because it's DRM free. You can distribute that game to any machine you want. They don't care. They want you to play their game. They don't want you to get hassled with DRM, which is a great stance, in my opinion.
Yep.
CD Projekt Red is seeing so much, you know, benefit. They've been selling like hotcakes. Witcher 3 is a really famous, fantastic game now. Good the platform, Good Old Games, and Galaxy recently got 2 more big. Companies to kind of commit to those DRM free type games. Bethesda and ID or id.
That's both
so great. Bethesda, great Fallout names. 1, Fallout 2, Fallout Tactics, Got Elder them. Scrolls 3, Dawn Guard, and Adventures, I think, another one of those.
Nice. All the
Elder Scrolls games
back in the day.
So that's like 6 games right there. I think if you buy any of them, if you buy them together, you save like 30% overall. But if you buy one of them, you get another one of them free or something. There's a deal doing.
Then
ID Software has Quake, The Ultimate Doom, and Doom 2, which I already own all those on Steam.
Yeah, I think I own those like 30 times.
Yeah, because I think when QuakeCon comes around, QuakeCon's like, hey, yeah, Steam's doing the QuakeCon pack. If you want to own everything, even that wet game or whatever, even your...
I think it was Bethesda.
But if you wanted to order Wolfenstein, not the new order, the 2009 Wolfenstein, then you know that's part of the pack. I think I own it. I'll never play it because it's bad.
There's so many games.
That was
the
one with the amulet that you carried around. So very cool. Another really cool thing that's happening is PAX Prime 2015.
I'm not there this year. Sorry, everyone who was looking forward to me.
We won't have Bear on the showroom floor.
Yep, not this year.
So PAX Prime 2015, it's happening the 28th to, I think, the 31st or whatever.
That is the one in Seattle, right? PAX Prime.
Yeah, I believe so. That's happening. We will see what anything that comes out of it. You know, it's PAX Prime is a good place to be. It's not necessarily like WWDC or like E3 or like TGS or whatever. But every now and then somebody does something crazy and they drop a bomb of knowledge at PAX because they know it's a big thing. Everyone's there. Lots of nerd in that
room.
There
are so many people there. Dude, like Seattle was so fun just because of it. Just having so many nerds concentrated.
Yeah, it's something that I would really like to go to. I've never been to PAX. I've been to Nerdapalooza. I've been to QuakeCon. Yeah. I've been to some things in California. I'd really like
to go
to
another
PAX
con
Prime.
Together. It's been a while.
It has been. I never see you anymore.
I know, man. Like ever.
Anyway, that's the small amount of news that we have. We are going to come back next week, and we're going to drop some more on you. And hopefully we have a little bit more to drop, or at least more of a theme show. I know we had listener mail from John specifically about when we're going to do a Battlestar Galactica show.
Oh, good Lord.
We need more than an hour for that one, and we can't have music involved unless it's nothing but Bear. I can't remember the guy's name, but his first name is like Bear. And it's not Grills. It's the guy that does all the music for Battlestar Galactica. Or we're gonna have like Battlestar Galactica versus Firefly versus Killjoys, which is apparently a thing. So
how's that a thing?
I don't know. Battlestar Galactica can probably whoop all of them. But only
You know what we should do? We should do a speed run like a weekend of Battlestar Galactica.
I'm not sure that's a speed anything.
Yeah, it's a speed run.
We'll need speed at the end of it. Well, I'm not advocating drug use, but I mean.
Or piracy. We got to watch ourselves. That's why we're getting our own networks.
We are out of time. We're done. So before we leave, we have a website. Bear, what is the website?
Hit up exppoints.com. Double tap the P like a zombie.
That is the homepage for the Experience Points Network. We'll be offering you more options as time goes on. But until then, you can also look us up on social media at exppoints.com/social. You can check us all on Facebook, on Twitter, on Google Plus, YouTube,
Not for much longer.
Not from
Google Plus is going
not
away.
Not Google Plus, yeah.
Got him.
We're going to go in the song in the show out on one song instead of two. I know it's disrupting the symmetry. Whoa. We're going to end on.
You fought off the Emperor's Groove.
I'm sorry. I need to watch that movie. That's such a good movie. That's Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcourt.
Yes,
so we'll see
Ken.
You next week, 9 to 10 p.m. next Wednesday. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
Thank you for hanging out with us on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU. Good night.